Hello and welcome to another Explained episode. I'm Kirtana Tiwari and I have Shraddha Sharma with me. And today I'll be finding out more about the locust attacks that happen in the western parts of India. Shraddha, can you tell us what locusts are and where they're coming from?
Hi Kirtana, thank you for having me today. So when we talk about desert locusts, it's basically about a dozen species of short-horned grasshoppers. So they are, you know, unique insects that can actually gorge on to around food worth for 2,500 people per day. So that's a lot of food grain that they can destroy. So there are 10 important species of locusts in the world right now. And they are known to change their behavior and form swarms of adults and bands of hoppers, basically. So these can be very dense and highly mobile. So that's how they are able to, you know, destroy food grains like a machine, because it's an entire swarm of this category of grasshopper. But we cannot confuse them with grasshoppers. Locusts are part of large groups of insects which are commonly called grasshoppers, which have big hind legs for jumping, but locusts belong to a family called Acridiidae. And locusts are different from grasshoppers as they have the ability to change their behavior and habits, and they can migrate over large distances. And when we talk about migration, as you asked where they originated from, right now we know that around in 2019, they were reported in parts of United Arab Emirates, the first swarm. And in the next few weeks, new infestations were, reported in Iran. They are known to originate in the Horn of Africa, which has seen, excess rainfall, cyclones, which had, triggered breeding of these swarms. And according to Indian experts, these swarms basically came from Balochistan, Iran, and then Pakistan to India.
Right. Shraddha, can you talk about the agricultural destruction that it causes? Because how much is it happening right now?
Yeah, Kirtana, so according to estimates, a small swarm of locusts can eat food that is enough for as many as 2,500 people in one single, day. So that's a lot of destruction that we are talking about. And they can usually fly with the wind at a speed of around 16 to 19 kilometers per hour, depending on the wind. So that's how they can actually travel large distances. And, if we compare this destruction to average small locust swarm, as much food as they eat is actually equivalent to what 10 elephants will eat in one day, or 25 camels will eat, and as I said, 2,500 people will eat. So this is what we are talking about, because they can damage leaves, fruits, flowers, seeds, bark, and they can actually break down trees because of their weight when they settle down in masses.
Okay, and this is happening because it comes in a large group, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so has there been any comment on how much of agricultural problems that this is going to cause us? Because with respect to coronavirus, we did have some supply of food. Now, how is this going to affect us?
So, Kirtana, what reports are suggesting is many will starve because of this. Reports are coming from Pakistan that, it will destroy crops and livelihoods in Pakistan. And over 25 million people will face acute food insecurity in the Eastern Africa region in the second half of this year is what we are talking about. In Yemen, again, 17 million people might get impacted. So we are talking about a lot of impact. But since locusts do not attack people or animals, there will be indirectly an agricultural loss that we are definitely looking at. But locusts can carry diseases that could harm humans as well. So we still have to, you know, look at reports, because this is the early reports that are suggesting this, because traditional chemicals are unable to control this number. There is only one known way in which this can be fought, and it is only known to be impacted mainly by organ phosphate chemicals that is applied in small concentrated doses. It's also referred to as ultra-low volume formulation by vehicle-mounted and aerial sprays, that is by planes and handheld sprays. So this is the way we can deal with it. Is there are not too many known chemicals that can impact these locusts. So the way we can stop it is actually, it's a plague. And that's why we might be looking at a lot of involvement, not only from the Ministry of Agriculture, but also from Department of Agriculture Corporation and Farmers Welfare. Other ministries like Home Affairs, External Affairs are also involved in it, because it is already declared an emergency in parts of the world which are severely impacted by locusts.
Right. And Sabha, this is not the first time that this has happened, right? Can you talk about the previous times that this has happened?
Keetana. So we are seeing this invasion that is one of the worst in India. But last time we saw it, that was equally bad, was 1993. India has not really witnessed a full-blown locust cycle after 1962. But as per some of the reports, experts are suggesting that, you know, these upsurges were observed in also 1978 and 1993 after 1962. So we are talking about a few incidents. Also, United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization said that current locust outbreak is the biggest in 25 years in Ethiopia, Somalia. In 27 years, it is the biggest in India, 70 years in Kenya. So there has been previous incidents, but this is looking like a major one which has not been seen in most part of the world.
Shraddha, which part of India has been affected so far?
So they have been now spotted in Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh. And Keetana, this is the kharif season, so before the monsoon actually arrives, you know, this invasion of this locust plague needs to be stopped. So, you know, farmers are also bracing themselves for the pain before the kharif season, just before the onset of a monsoon, and it will be impacted on the Rajasthan-Pakistan borders and a few states, because it will grow if not taken under control. Large parts of Rajasthan, as I already said, parts of Gujarat also impacted, and now it has reached Madhya Pradesh also. So yeah, a lot of parts of India in terms of large states are impacted.
Okay. Shraddha, amid the coronavirus crisis, I mean, what is the government planning to do about this?
So Keetana, there is an emergency fund for locust control. The locust scheme is basically part of the annual budget. While there is amount allocated for different sectors each year. But, you know, it's a locust emergency, and the funds are now diverted immediately from other schemes to meet the emergency. And when an emergency is declared by the Plant Protection Advisor in consultation with the FAO, Desert Locust Information Service in Rome. So this is how the funding for the emergency will work.
Right. Thanks for all this information, Shraddha.
Thank you for having me, Keetana.
I'm sure there will be more information like you mentioned before. So listeners, do stay tuned to Money Control to check if there's any other updates on this. And do tune into our other podcast. We have a daily podcast called Coronavirus Essential, where Shraddha Sharma takes us through the coronavirus news of the day. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at ncpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.